Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Golden Gate Bridge may be rolling back DEI policies in order to protect federal funding. And for more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, I want to share this headline from the San Francisco Standard. The Golden Gate Bridge is dangerously woke, the CEO warns. What is going on?
What we have here is a new president, and along with the new president was an executive order that basically said transportation funding is going to be predicated going forward on, you know, the question of what you have in your language, in your contracts, in your resolutions, and in your policies. And they want the DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and references to racial discrimination or social justice. They want that scrub from the policies and of the transit agencies across the country. We're seeing this in funding on a number of issues. And Dennis Mulligan, who is the director of the Golden Gate Bridge, is looking at a $400 million grant from the feds, which the bridge has got in order to retrofit the bridge. And he says basically there's three options. I spoke with him this morning. The first one is, you know, to try to just ignore the order and hope for the best. But he says that's impossible. This is the Golden Gate Bridge, and it's in California, Margie. It's in San Francisco. This would be a target for the Trump administration. They would go after it. The second thing is, you can say, we're going to sue the federals. We're going to sue, say that this is unconstitutional, but then we're betting on the current Supreme Court agreeing with you. That's after a couple of years of litigation when they need the money now to start retrofitting the bridge. The third one is to say, hey, we're standing on this principle. We're not going to do it. You can keep your money. The problem is, there is no money from the state or the locals in order to make for the retrofit of the Bay Bridge. So it's a question of priorities, and he's going to put it to the 19-member board of directors that represent everything from San Francisco up to the Oregon border for them to figure if they want to go which way.
So you really have to thread the needle here because you need that money. That's a lot of money, $400 million.
It's a lot of money. Other California transit districts, whether they be BART, Muni, or others, they're facing a financial cliff. The Golden Gate Bridge is holding its own, but it needs, if it says no to that money, that means years and years of tolls that would otherwise go into ferry service and bus service is going to have to go into the bridge. It's not a pretty picture. Now, the question is, are you just removing the language or are you changing the policies? And I think this is a case of where you're removing the language, not necessarily changing how the board or the district is going to run. The question is, politically, do you fight the Trump administration or do you bend a knee to it? And that is something that directors, many of them are politicians, you know, members of board of supervisors from various counties and such, are going to have to decide.
Well, regardless, the drag queens will continue to sing "Open Up Your Golden Gates, California, Here I Come," right?
You've got the closing line of the day and a very good one. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks so much, Phil Mateer. And you can listen to this entire interview and past Phil Mateer interviews on the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.